One simple subscription and you get back-to-back podcasts from Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. One simple change can make every day epic. And with new Optus prepaid plans, every recharge is epic.
Hey, podcast.
Hey, kids.
What's up?
Man, what is up, man?
What is up, man?
Just using the most of my raspy voice this week.
What's
wrong
with
you? Some deep baritone action. I normally speak pretty high. I've kind of got like a voice like a 13-year-old girl, but I'm sort of enjoying this.
14-year-old girl?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I didn't even notice. It's good. We had some situations.
Lovely couple who've been together for 70 years, were cute as.
That Bob was and Frieda. Spectacular.
They were great. And worst kid. Look, the quality of calls you'll notice really went up today because we gave pink tickets to every single person. It's a great show.
It was a great... We had both ends of the relationship spectrum. We had people who'd been together for 70 years, and then we had the two people that were never together on Love Island.
Yeah, the winners. The winners, Grant and...
Taylor. There's another version of that show, which I think that would be much more popular, whereby halfway through the show, or basically at the end of every week, you sit them down and you force them to hear the comments about them from the general public.
That's like
an angry goggle box.
I would like to bring in the real life girlfriends and boyfriends of the people pretending to be in relationships.
That's B. So they get booted on the spot when they get when they go, all right, who's this? Oh, it's my girlfriend. You're out.
Amazing.
I'm out.
Yeah,
really good.
It's like
and
gladiators.
Then C, you've got to have I would have a second, maybe a second host, which is somebody who is just who is having fun with them and basically taking swings.
Okay, great. Well, that's for free. Nine, if you're listening.
Nine, Joe.
Now, you guys, if you want to win pink tickets, we're giving away more next week. So, podcasters, listen live.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The only way to get them.
That's exactly right. Have a nice life.
Okay. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
Tell me where the freak's at.
6:01 for a Friday morning.
Yes, Timmy Trumpet.
Yes. We've just been told that Timmy Trumpet is playing at Tomorrowland in your Belgium. And they'll be red hot, Belgium, just come third in the World Cup.
Oh, that's what they'll all be thinking about as they head to Timmy Trumpet.
I'm trying to find who else is on the... Hey, Tomorrowland, get your website in order. I can't work out. Who else is playing?
I don't know. Does it matter? Really? I mean, the headline is Timmy Trumpet.
But don't you want to know the company that Timmy's keeping?
Oh!
That's what I'm trying to get at. Like, I'm thinking, is it still... line up. Here we go.
Okay, great.
Let's have a guess. Let someone have a guess at someone else who else is playing at Tomorrowland in Belgium. Nah, we're done. This is too hard.
I was just trying to muster my great depth of knowledge of Dan's acts.
What's his name? The guy with the...
Ace of Base? Would they be there?
Yeah, they're Swedish.
Maloko.
Maloko's good.
Are they still around?
Where's Maloko from?
We listen to that in the car every day, Maloko.
Royston Murphy. Oh. She's incredible.
Why?
The lead singer.
Oh, Sailor stumbled upon it. She loves it.
Oh.
Sing it back.
It's good, yeah. Right. And they got some good trumpet and brass action as well. There's nothing makes my Friday feel better than the beautiful brassy sounds of Timmy Trumpet. It's good.
This might improve it slightly because everyone that we speak to on air today... is going to get a double pass to go see Pink. That is true. Pink's Beautiful Trauma World Tour, Qdos Bank Arena for 9 shows this August. Limited tickets are available from Ticketek. Everyone we speak to today is getting themselves a double pass to Pink.
Did you even hear that? Did you even hear that, Sydney? If you get on air, you're going to Pink. It's that simple.
Isn't that great?
So get your stories ready. Get your best phone voice ready. Get ready to get through. Because to get through, I'll tell you, the trick is to be quick. To be funny, to be perky.
That's true.
That's all we're looking for, mate. And a good story, a punchy story.
Yep, bring some energy.
Yeah.
At 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, if you can get to Belgium by 2 o'clock Belgium time today, on the Anjun Beats stage, you'll be able to enjoy Tin Liquor.
I love Tin Liquor's work.
Yeah.
What a great.
And then.
Tin Liquor.
Is DJ Bloodfart there?
Not Tokyo Machines on. DC Sales.
Okay.
What a night.
All right. Dua Lipa, Fatboy Slim, Steve Aoki.
Oh, Aoki.
There that one. No, Steve Aoki's his lesser known brother.
Oh, there you go.
Steve Aoki. Playing on the stage at the back.
The smallest possible stage. Anyway, enough about Belgium.
Fatboy Slim's still a thing?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think so.
Surely it's fat grandpa Slim by this stage.
Fat man.
Starting with, oh, here we go, a bit of Delirium featuring Sarah McLachlan. This could be on the bill. Definitely. It is 6:03, Big Friday Show. We'll start with the engine starter. There's too many studies that have come out. We'll run you through all the bogus studies overnight that are trying to either A, sell you something, or B, just sort of annoy you.
Sydney, start your engines.
Start your engines, brothers.
Not since the discovery of penicillin has there been more an important study done.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, a study has found that mums are sleep deprived, guys.
Amazing.
I mean, come on. The research was carried out by Baby Loves Sleep. Okay. Now, Baby Loves Sleep, they make sleepy hug swaddles. They make sleep sacks. Mm-hmm. And they make little cocoons, right?
Okay, so they've got zero vested interest
so
in
this
study.
So keep that in mind when I tell you the results of the study, which are going to blow your mind.
Please. Yep.
A third of mums admit that a lack of sleep is impacting their relationship with their baby. Oh, my God. In other news, water is wet.
Yeah, a third only.
40% of mums haven't had a decent night's sleep since having a baby. Where is this 60% and what are their secrets, you wizards?
I think I think they would say that their secret is the swaddle.
Well, let's
the
get
wrap.
To that. You're right. Because what's going to shock you
is it?
That 60% of mothers who have used the sleep sack.
Oh.
Just off the top of it, just happened to have one in the house, are getting a full night's sleep, guys.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
I know. I'm so shocked. And then there's some great information about the sacks underneath if you just happen to maybe want to buy one because the study says 60% of mums are getting more sleep because of that.
Oh, yeah, just click on this link to purchase right now.
I know. What a shock.
Okay.
More studies that came out today. I'm sorry, studies? I mean, I would like to just take on a study that challenges the studies. Could come out.
Yeah.
Because so you mean, when did they stop being factual and start becoming just a
advertising.
Form of secret advertising?
And it's like fake news. Like Donald Trump saying, oh, yeah, a bajillion people came to my inauguration when we can clearly see they didn't. No one's checking the facts. And no one cares once the facts are out.
No.
So you could honestly release any survey you wanted saying anything you wanted. And no one's going to go, oh, you know what? I'm going to go and track those women down and find out if they are using the sleep sacks.
It's a test of what how far can you get into the media without anyone
questioning you.
That's what it is.
Should we do that?
Well, that's not about it. You start an institute.
Like the Ponds Institute. Did anyone ever actually see the Ponds Institute or go?
I'm of the opinion that the Ponds Institute might be one of now more reputable places.
Do you remember the ad where people were lined up out the front like a weird cult? Yeah. Do you remember there was kids and sons and daughters and mothers and fathers were lined out the front of the Ponds Institute. I'm remembering them walking across a bridge and there was lab coats and
lots
there was some friendly person welcoming them in. Like
that
they
I remember.
Maybe
I
even
remember
a stethoscope of some sort.
Oh, I remember the pod people walking into the Ponds Institute.
Yes. Ponds Institute, they're saying that, oh, I'm going to have to come back to that because there are people who have investigated it. This is a good one. Playing Tetris. Oh, Grant, you got a study for me?
Yeah, it was the red wine studies always. There would always be one that would conflict another straight after they've just come out. Remember, they'd come out and they'd go, oh, if you drink a glass of red wine a night, you live longer. Hey. And then the next study comes out and go, if you drink two glasses a night, all of a sudden you're prone to heart attacks.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Potatoes are always a victim of that.
Poor potatoes.
I don't know where potatoes are at today.
Are we allowed to eat them or not? They need a PR girl, don't they?
Remember when the worst campaign ever for any food was when mushrooms had a butcher and their tagline was, it's meat for vegetarians.
Oh.
Back in your box, mushrooms. That was so bad. Like, no, so vegetarians are like, well, I'm not eating meat. That's the point. And then meat eaters are like, don't bother.
Come
trying
on.
To
yeah. It's like an Italian came up with that, to be honest, I have to tell you, because if you say vegetarian to my dad, he offers you the chicken.
So. Does he?
Yeah, that's
fine. No, dad, he's a vegetarian. You want to try the chicken?
There's a white to meat.
There's the one I love is that the study for open plan offices don't help business because that always goes, there was one before it that said that open plan did. Now, there was the one that gets a lot of back and forth is brainstorming. So brainstorming goes in and out of fashion as the decades go on.
Oh,
it started big, then people went off it, then it went back, then it went da 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 da. So that's the one.
Do you mean like group sessions of sitting down and shooting ideas around?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And
we
this,
do that though.
Well, I know we do. So here's my last one. Playing Tetris for just 3 minutes stops your craving for sex, alcohol and food.
But why would you want to do that? I don't want to stop my craving for any of those things.
Yeah. That's true.
Like, I'm never playing Tetris again, ever. And I love Tetris. What?
Who plays
me
now?
Well, last
you play
now.
How can you
100%
play?
You get the app.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. Get the Tetris app, guys. I've just changed your life. By the way, smelling coffee makes you better at maths.
Well, that is insane.
Those baristas. That's not true.
This has been done by
what the
Nescafe.
Oh, makes sense.
Nah, I made that up for a joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. Block that call. Thank you very much. We need somebody who can talk
about Blockers, available now on DVD, Blu-ray and digital. The way it works, you just call us 131060. We've got a 30-second timer. If you're on the line at the end of the 30 seconds, then you, of course, win $500 thanks to Blockers. Yes, it's now available to own on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. However, everyone we speak to today is getting some punk tickets. Go see Pink. So.
Amazing. Sarah in Seven Hills, hello.
Hello. Good morning. Oh, Block. My goodness. I just must.
Block, but you've got Pink tickets. You're up to Pink, Sarah.
Yeah. Nathan from Men I Be Interesting.
Yeah, boy, hey, guys, I've just got tickets. I've already got tickets from Pink.
Block,
you've got the Pink tickets, though.
Natasha from Windsor.
Come on, Natasha.
Hey, guys, I've got my hen's night coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm going to the Hunter Valley.
Yeah.
And I, wanted a midget stripper, but he was too expensive. Do you guys have any ideas?
So much going on there.
I don't think we call them midgets anymore.
No,
but,
then you're allowed to say you've... You've managed to both break a radio code and win Pink tickets, which is quite remarkable.
And $500.
And $500, which is quite remarkable in all in 15 seconds.
Little strippers.
Well, now I can afford to have a little person stripper at my hands. Then.
Good correction.
Now you can.
I like it. Don't worry, honey. Everyone's off to Pink. Sarah, Nathan, and Natasha all off to Pink. Amazing.
That was hectic.
Well done. 627. So the good news is, you know, you're a Grant Denyer, you claim to be a farmer.
Legit certified farmer. Yep.
Yeah, so you've got five cows.
Five cows. We even got chickens.
Oh, that's
really that's a yardstick for being a farmer.
No, my parents have chickens, they're wogs.
Okay, well, I've got an Akubra, I've got the Woomera. It's a ripper. I've got, you know how when you're a farmer, when you got a farm hat and a town hat? I got a hat I wear to town because it's the special one, and then I got the farm hat.
What do you do in the town hat? Like,
I walk around town proudly with my RMs.
Around
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. You know how much shit you get
like
behind you back?
Like a in the Wild West.
You know when the real farmers in Bathurst see Grant Denyer walking around in his brand new shiny Akubra and his RM Williams with nothing on them? Do you know they all snigger about you behind your back? Yeah. You know that.
I'm wondering why when I always come back to my car, it's been keyed.
Yes. What are you farming?
The good news is we now have a real farmer in our midst.
Do they make polos in flannelette?
No. But I do have a Uniqlo flannelette shirt. I can wear that.
Fantastic.
Don't need to, actually. This is my point. Idiots like Grant buy farms that they can't manage and then produce nothing and then have to give up at some point and go crawling back to the city.
Mm. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Smart legends like me work out where there's something that's really valuable and then you farm that.
Diamonds?
Yesterday, not diamonds.
And not organs.
Not diamonds, not organs. Yesterday, sadly, my son, 10 months old...
Turn the animals off.
That's my ambience. Has developed a taste for the world's most expensive food.
Oh, God.
Avocado.
What do you mean?
More than that. Blueberries.
Blueberries.
His grandmother gave him a blueberry because she can afford them. And then he's got the taste for them. And now if you want him to keep eating his dinner or his lunch, a good little trick is to give him a blueberry and then he'll keep going for the second half and he's excited about it.
Yep.
Little bugger. And I'm like, man, these are $7 each. So
yeah,
what's he done? What's he done?
How do you farm blueberries?
He's put in an order for a blueberry bush.
What? You've ordered a blueberry bush? How does that even work for you? No, he doesn't get ambience from that. No, it's a blueberry. It's a blueberry farmer.
Blueberry bush.
Blueberry bush, mate.
A bush does not make you a farmer.
You're not an aquaculturalist just yet, mate. Like you're not like you got some sort of hydroponic setup out there.
Well, I've got a hydroponic setup, but that's for something else.
That's it in the roof cavity.
Listen, blueberries.
Do you know how to do it?
One bush is 4 to 8 years. It'll produce 2 to 7 kilos of fruit.
Oh my God.
How long will it take? 4 to 8 years?
No, it'll last 4 to 8 years.
Oh.
That's how you get it. No.
It takes 3 to 4 years before it can produce blueberries.
Listen, that's right.
Listen, producers.
What are you going to do?
Throwing shade at my plan. I'm buying a mature blueberry bush.
But hang on. Okay, how much was that?
They're not cheap.
So, could it in fact work out more economical to just keep buying the frozen blueberries?
Put it this way, Arnold's going to have to eat nothing but blueberries till he's 26 to make the money, to make it back.
Yeah, just another day on the lid.
All right, Farmer Ed.
Oh, Jesus. My God.
Get all the M, Grant and Ed you've missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Lucky Jack's in the studio. Lucky Jack, good day, mate.
Good morning.
Now, you are our happy hour trivia guy. You go out there, and after people have had a couple of sherbets, you ask them the easy questions, and they get them wrong.
That's correct. This week, you sent me a challenge to go out and, you know, do the Jimmy Kimmel thing, which they did, the countries.
They had a map. So Jimmy Kimmel went on the street, daylight, in LA, and he had a map of the world, and he was trying to get one of his assistants to try and get people, Americans, to locate countries, and this is how it went.
Can you name any country on this map?
Africa?
That's a continent.
Oh, God.
We had the country of Asia.
Nope, that's a continent, and Russia.
Oh, damn. I mean, it's been a while since I've been in school.
Can you name any countries in Africa?
God, no. Who knows stuff like that?
South America.
That's a continent.
Oh, my God. Shouldn't I be taught this in school?
I would hope so.
Did you go to high school?
Yes.
Did you go to college?
Yeah, that's a sad part.
Wonderful. We said, all right, there's an industry and just people bashing Americans. Let's let the people of Sydney show up these Americans and be brilliant with their knowledge. So you took a map of the world out to which part of town?
I went to King's Cross.
Okay.
And wow. There's two ends of King's Cross. Yes, a good end. Well, I'm not going to say a good end and a bad end, but there's two ends. I went to a particular end and, people had a lot of trouble.
All right. Jack was armed with his map. Let's hear how he went.
Name me any country on this map.
Africa.
Points to Spain.
Europe.
Points to South America.
I'm Australian. We don't learn geography. Oh, yeah. New Zealand. South America.
Points to Hawaii.
Can you name me a country on this map?
England? Is that right?
Yeah, but you're pointing to Australia.
So we got Australia here. Then we go across the ocean onto New York. What a beautiful, beautiful country. And then we come back across the world, back to bloody old Australia. Oh, and that tiny island off Australia called Tasmania. Is that a country? I think so.
Wow.
Tasmania a country?
It shocked me.
They genuinely struggle, don't they?
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe
I mean, I struggled to also answer them, so they asked me a question.
I didn't want to point that out, but I did notice you weren't answering them and there was Siri's voice kind of instead of yours.
Yeah, I had to fact check later.
I did wonder if you even knew if they were pointing to the wrong country continent.
Yeah, it's very hard without the names.
Yeah, it's hard without names.
Is it?
Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe it's a piece of knowledge like stenography. Nobody knows.
My kids know. There's a world map in both their bedrooms. You've got to know where you are. You're a citizen of the universe. You've got to know where you are and where everyone else is.
Yeah.
Isn't that important knowledge?
Isn't that what Facebook is?
Yeah.
Where is everybody? On Facebook.
That makes me sad.
Right, me too. Good work, though. Good work, Lucky Jack.
I think
you learnt something more than anybody else. Yes. 6:53, your chance to sing it out, win cash and pink tickets straight out of the news.
Now listen.
Today FM's Sing It Out, Sydney.
Sing a simple melody. Yeah.
6:59. Time to do Sing It Out. So if you know the next line to this Today FM classic, then you're going to win yourself some cash. And today, it's $1,200. Stephanie from Macquarie Fields.
Woo, yes.
Okay.
Am I on air?
Baby, you're already going to pink.
I'm going to pink.
Yes.
Well done.
I'm just waking up the neighbours. I'm running around the backyard. Everyone's asleep inside.
Yep. So you've already won.
We've already done it. Everyone we speak to this morning is going to win tickets to go and see
Pink.
Okay, so let's see. Now, you don't have to be a good singer. You just need to get the next line exactly right. You ready to go?
Okay, I'm really nervous, but you know they're going to be entertaining because I don't know how to sing. But let's do it.
But it's $1,200, so focus. You want this money.
It's more about the words.
I want this money for Pink. So I've got the tickets. Now I need the money.
Yep.
Okay. Here we go.
Go for it.
Do dirty little... Oh, my God. I can't believe I just forgot it. I'm just that nervous.
Let's see if
it's... Oh, my God. I can't believe I just... Oh, my God.
Let's have a listen, Steph.
Oh. Oh, well, Steph, you still...
Matt, you got the tickets.
Oh, but I got the tickets.
Yeah, and $100.
Now I'm going to... And $100. Yeah. You guys are legends. Now I'm going to have to, like, rehearse that because I'm going to pink.
Yeah, well done. Well done, Steph. Sing it, sing it loud.
Everyone on hold. Everyone on hold. Cannot believe that she didn't get that.
Yeah. Anyway, well done, Steph. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Yeah. It is 7:01. Another chance to play with MC after 9 o'clock. Up next, Grant Denny is going to tell us about the most rich company in the world, how they got so rich, and what their plans for the future are. Grant Denny, our business reporter.
I wonder if you know who it's going to be next.
Good.
All right.
Babes, you're really hooking on today.
And I'll explain to you the difference between million and billion and trillion in a way that you'll never understand.
Never understand?
No, you will understand.
Yeah, here we go. Everyone we speak to on air today on 131060 is going to win themselves tickets to go and see Pink.
I feel like we needed to put a caveat on that, that you have to at least try. Because I think people are calling in, getting through, winning the tickets, and then just forgetting everything.
That they're there to actually do a job.
Yeah.
That's true. I think maybe because the phones are running so hot, just getting through is the contest.
It's true.
But that doesn't help us.
No.
So, Grant Denyer, you are now our official business reporter.
That's right.
Oh, Denyer Greenwood.
The race is on to become the world's first trillion-dollar company. And we're getting close. In fact, Amazon, and this surprised me, Amazon is really closing in on Apple to be the most lucrative company in the world. Very close to $1 trillion.
So Amazon currently blocked in Australia.
Yep.
And a lot of Australian online retailers don't like them. They don't pay GST. They can undercut them price-wise. They're a bit... Amazon's that one where they just want to exist in their own universe and not exactly pay tax or do any of those things. They want to be one of those global companies that sort of...
Is that what you call it?
Owns the joint but doesn't pay anyone for the privilege of being there.
Well, it's not working in Australia, but it's working around the rest of the world because they've risen on Wednesday to $902 billion, and that's closed the gap to Apple. So Apple's on 936, so it's really, really tight right now.
We should start a GoFundMe for Apple, guys.
Just to get them there. Good idea.
Yeah, that's what's required in this situation.
They're struggling. 100%. They're struggling. They're just trying to get in front.
All right, I'll set it up.
You know what, though?
Where's Nokia? Where's Nokia at?
Where is Nokia at?
Where's Nokia at?
What happened to them?
They've been the same since Snake 2. Apple has been the favorite to hit $1 trillion first, but this is the amazing thing. Amazon has doubled its value in less than a year alone.
How?
So it's coming from behind fast.
Did they buy a house in Darling Point 10 years ago?
And now they are rubbing their hands together.
Sold it to a foreign investor.
Which makes the CEO and founder, Jeff Bezos.
Bezos,
the richest man in modern history by a fair old margin. You know how much he's worth? $150 billion.
But is he the richest, or are there all those sheikhs and, secret rich people?
Well, Putin. They say Putin's worth a few billion. But I think you're right. I think there's the secret rich.
The secret rich.
And then there's the guys, the people we know about.
Yeah.
Well, they're claiming the richest man in modern history. So $150 billion is what he's worth. And he's more than $50 billion clear of Bill Gates. Like, he's a long way in front.
And they're the numbers that you hear. They make something like $1 million a minute in interest. You know, they're the numbers where you hear that it's just like by doing nothing, they make a squillion.
Does that mean anything to you, like, when you say millions and billions and trillions, or does it just end up being words? Did you have any comprehension of the difference?
There's a lot of people like Kylie, one of the Jenners, a few of the basketballs like LeBron and those. They're always going on about being the first billionaire in their category. Mm. And I can never understand what the point of that is after the 50 million mark. What point are you making? Mm. So to me, it just becomes numbers.
Mm. Yeah, it is. All right. So let me give you, I'll give you a little demonstration, which I've used before to help explain the difference between a million and a billion. Because a billion is significantly different.
Is this Family Feud when the family thinks they've won a million? You say, no, it's actually a billion you've won.
No, it's not. A billion is 1,000 million, right?
Right.
So, but if you look at it as in time and if you treat it as a unit of measurement of time, it might make it slightly easier to understand. Hang on. Just let me explain. So a million seconds, right? It takes 12 days to reach a million seconds. Mm-hmm. So for a billion seconds, it takes 31.7 years. 12 days for a million seconds.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It makes it seem bigger.
Yes.
Right.
Billion
okay. Gotcha.
Seconds
okay.
is yep. 31.7 years.
Now,
if you go to trillion,
oh, yes. You're good, yes.
That's 31,000 years.
So a trillion dollars is essentially 31,000 years. Is that right?
So if you wanted
to earn... A trillion
seconds
is 31,000 years.
If you wanted to earn $1 trillion and you were only earning a cent a second, it would take you 37,000 years to do so.
And 31 years for a billion and 12 days.
Grant, I feel like at this point I should tell you that you can't be the host of that show Pointless.
No.
Okay, it's over. You did Family Feud.
And I know you're secretly hoping it fails because you bring it up constantly off there. Hey, guys, anyone see how crap that show Pointless
but
is?
I don't,
the
oh
network to survive. It's great for everybody, for the entertainment.
He does,
he's all
lying.
Flourishing.
I don't think Matt's based.
For like, someone to jump in the 6 p.m. time slot and have a go. Just enjoy
like,
yourselves. It's a great little time slot.
It's
time for someone new to come along, man, and just have a go. Grab it with both hands and just breathe some fresh air into the game.
You know what it is? Let me talk. It's you wishing your best girlfriend, your ex-girlfriend, the best of luck with their new relationship. You hope it fails and you hope she's miserable without you.
I think for the sake of the 10 network, it'd be great if it soars like an eagle. Like an eagle.
Oh, and you know what? We've got Dr. Andrew Rochford on Monday to chat
what?
Pointless. So
what
that's
a smart
not be
guy.
That's
really friendly, funny guy. Look, this show's going to be it's a mega hit in the UK, and I'm sure it's going to do real well in Australia.
The speed,
survey says, good luck, Pointless.
Good luck.
The speed at which you are talking and the manic of your tone and the way you won't let anyone else speak.
It's an eagle. He's
can
an
I
eagle.
Speak?
He's an eagle.
Pointless, soaring like an eagle.
You're a crazy.
See ya. Good work.
Joining us now is longtime residents of the Sutherland Shire, Bob and Frieda Tucker. Mm-hmm. They are celebrating their 70th wedding anniversary this weekend. Now, Bob is 94 and Frieda is 92 and they join us now. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Bob, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you tell me about the first time you laid eyes on Frieda and what you liked about her?
Gee, you asked some embarrassing questions.
So when you met her in 1947, did you meet her?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I was boarding at the time. I was an apprentice and I was boarding some people. And she happened to live about 6 houses up the road.
Ooh.
And it was walking, we used to walk by to go to work, and that's how I met her.
Oh, I love that.
Just a nice little conversation each day, did you, mate? Did you sort of work on it bit by bit to win her over?
Just a casual smile. And then I think the first occasion, we went to a dance, which was at a village close by.
Mm. Oh,
and then it was only a casual affair, on and off, as you do when you're 16.
On and off. You weren't sure about it, Bob, were you? You weren't sure.
No, I'm sort of settled down now.
Bob.
70 years, mate. Look, most Australians struggle. Like, half relationships end up in divorce. How have you managed to make it work so wonderfully over all these years?
Yeah, but a lot of it is the circumstances. When you think of it, the average person meets somebody close by and they get friendly and then they have a blue and it's all off and, you know, and that's the end of that.
Yes.
However, we decided to come to Australia. Now, you know, it's not a case of on and off. It's either on or off. You know, you're stuck with it.
Yeah, you are, Bob.
And, you know, it's been no mistake at all. You know, we've always, I suppose we've only spent a few nights apart when I went overseas a couple of times.
Aww.
And
yeah, because they did. They bought a block of land 68 years ago.
Amazing.
And they've stayed there ever since together. Now, Bob, is Frieda with you?
Yep.
Can we have a chat to Frieda?
Yep.
Thank you. Thanks, Joel.
We're talking to Bob and Frieda Tucker from Tarrant Point, who are celebrating their 70th wedding anniversary, and we have the lovely Frieda on the line. Morning, Frieda.
Morning.
Hello, darling. Now, did you hear Bob say the very romantic words that he was stuck with you, and that was that?
I really can't hear very well. I've got a hearing aid, and it's very difficult for me to hear.
Well, can you hear us if we just say congratulations, Frieda?
Beg your pardon?
You know what? It's a beautiful story. They've got children. They've got four grandchildren. They've got three great-grandchildren. It is such a beautiful story. And, Frieda, the good news is you've got tickets to see Pink for talking to us today.
She's just laughing at you.
Someone will want those. Yeah, someone in the family.
I was trying. Frieda, can we talk to Bob?
Yes, I think you'd be better doing that.
Okay, thank you.
Tell Bob. Tell Bob.
Yeah, then I could get the blame for everything.
Bob,
we found the secret to your long relationship. Frieda just pretends she can't hear what you're saying, Bob. It's a great trick.
That'll be right. Yeah. Hey, there's a lot of laughing going on the other end. What's going on there?
Oh, we're just enjoying your beautiful, beautiful story. What can we learn from you two, do you think?
Oh, heck. I don't know. Well, times are so different. How the heck can you learn that from anybody today? Because times have changed so much.
No, but I think, you know, you've said that your life has been very simple and you're stuck together. And I think those two things, if you can win at in a relationship, you're gonna last. So, Bob, I think that's your secret.
Yeah, and cut out that simple business too.
Yeah, it's been exciting. It's been exciting, hasn't it, Bob? It's been thrill a minute down in Tarrant Point, hasn't it, Bob?
Bob, congratulations, and to you both, and Frieda, of course. And you guys will be going off to Pink if you'd like to. Go see her in concert. Do you know who Pink is, Bob?
No.
Okay,
good. I think she does the Charleston, Bob, so she's pretty good. All right, Bob and Frieda, beautiful story.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Good on you guys.
Good, thank you.
The only way to get even more M, Grant and Ed is to download and subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au.
Call in and tell us, what is the worst kids' event you've attended?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be your kids. It could be your nephew, your niece, your next-door neighbours.
Yep, dragged along to a concert or a school concert.
Or a class.
Oh, yeah. A recital, being forced to sit through 28 children that aren't your own on violin, learning piano.
Oh, dear. But I was more alarmed at what you're considering going to.
So my wife booked me and Arnold, 10 months old, to go to a baby sensory class.
Right. And what's that?
Well, mate, I don't know. That's the thing, Grant. I don't know what that is. And then Tiff's like, look, it's good bonding for you two. And apparently you go along.
Are you guys having some troubles? Are you and Honey becoming estranged?
Maybe we are.
Well, you were talking about replacing him last week with a squishy little baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's fighting.
So maybe Arnie heard the podcast. And he's just like, he said to Mum, I can't even look at Dad in the eye at the moment.
He doesn't listen to our podcast. He only listens to true crime. So
what is a sensory
class? Go along and the baby, like, they give you, like, here's a piece of fur. And the baby, like, touches the fur. Here's a piece of paper. And then the baby touches the fur. Whatever. It's meant to sort of the baby learns what senses are. And then you're sort of bonding. And I said, but Tiff, currently, while she was telling me about it, he was sitting on this sort of fake, like, skin, like, rug. Or maybe it's sheepskin. No, it's real sheepskin. You can say that.
Yeah.
Real sheepskin rug.
Yeah.
And playing with wrapping paper.
Oh, how good's wrapping paper when you're 10 months old?
And I said, he's doing it now. And I just sit on the other side.
I was going to say to you, you could run your own surgery class every day.
Well, I do, because I was doing peekaboo with the wrapping paper.
That's good.
And I'm like, I'm doing it. And she's like, you're going. I said, no, I'm not. So I'm going next week.
No, you're going to do it.
And it sounds...
The poor teacher.
It sounds really bad.
There's going to be a yurt. The teacher will be sitting in a yurt.
What's a yurt? You know
the little...
I know what they are.
Teepees?
Yeah, little teepees. Mesh, little cloth teepees.
There'll be yurt action in this class. I'm telling you, right, this is some hipster bullshit right now.
There'll be some humming.
Sensory classes?
Some bells being played in the background.
How much are sensory classes?
She wouldn't tell me.
Aren't you in a spending ban for non-essential items?
Yes, we are.
And is a sensory class an essential item?
Apparently it is. So that's my nomination. So you guys have children who are older. If you had to nominate, what is the worst, top of the tree, worst kids event?
I'm going to get in trouble. My kids used to go to a dance school, and it's a very, very large dance school, and so large, in fact, that the concert would start at 9 in the morning. You'd have session one, then a break. Session two would start from 12, and then that would go, and then you'd have a break, and then session three would start at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So you were there for 12 hours of dancing concert, and you were expected to stay for the entire thing, and they wouldn't, what they don't give you the run, the timetable. Because they don't want you to sniper in when your kid's on.
Yeah, they don't want you just wafting in and out.
And it was the most hectic. Scott looked like he was going to cry. Like, he just said to me, please don't make me stay. Please don't make me stay. And I'm like, it's, and my kids had two dances each.
No.
They're just taking the piss dancing concerts. They are taking the piss dancing concerts. I want one group number, and that's it.
Oh, no, and then a group number like in Lord of the Dance where each kid comes out, does a little solo, and then goes back into the line.
Yes. Now you're being interesting.
Thank you.
And now, set up a bar.
Yes. Oh, definitely. No, come on.
Our whole free kids concert is some kind of talk. So you want sensory deprivation class?
That's what that is. Grant Danielle, worst children's event?
Oh, I think taking your kids to their first children's concert. So like the Wiggles, or I remember we went to see The Fairies, who is a TV show that did a live tour as well. And it was somewhere in, I think, in Borkham Hills we might have gone to see this. Yeah. It was packed out. And parents go nuts to give their kid an exclusive experience. Like, there were other parents pushing other parents to the ground so they could shove their kid and body slam it up against the front of the stage just so their kid had prime position. Enjoy it. Don't move. I'm going to get you a toy so you can hit the other children.
Okay, the phones have gone crazy. We were asking on 131060, what is the worst children's event to attend? You guys have both been through the ringer, it seems.
And you're preempting the century class that you're attending next week to be able to be added to this list.
That's so true. And a lot of people ready to vent.
Yeah.
Christine from Ingleburn, what is the worst children's event?
Oh, I went down to Barra, which is an hour's drive south, to watch my nephew play soccer. Yeah. It was absolutely freezing the whole time. He sat on the field and didn't get up and play at all.
He sat down on the field.
That is the worst.
Oh, that hurts.
Okay.
All right, you're going to Pink. Well done, Christine. You got yourself tickets to go and see Pink. Christine from Seven Hills, what is the worst children's event?
Yeah, good morning. I'm ringing up. It's something a little bit different. When I was living over in the UK, my friend had a baby, and she was telling me about some sign language classes that she was hoping to enroll her six-month-year-old in.
Okay.
It sounded like a brilliant idea, and, you know, I've strongly encouraged sign language and how important it is for communication. But I thought, oh, this sounds interesting. I work in health myself. I might go along and see what was happening. You know, from 6 months onwards, but it was just, I didn't even know how to explain it. Was the teacher was just reacting to anything that child was moving or a sound they were making. She was full of energy.
So the kids sort of just done normal hand gesture, and then the teacher's gone, yep, that's a sign for Poland, fully aware of Eastern European countries.
Wait, so it was so there was a recital with sign language being performed?
By six-month-olds.
Yeah, so it was just a way of them learning their parents could start to feel they could bond and understand the child a bit better.
Oh, so the children aren't hearing impaired?
No, not at all. It's for general.
Just for everybody. That's what I mean.
I thought you meant the kids were
It's just everybody.
No. See, that is irresponsible concert.
That is tough.
That is an irresponsible concert.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't need a recital.
What's the sign for can I go now? Jason from Engadine. Jason, the worst children's event?
Team, it was a dance award thing for my daughter. It lasted an hour but felt like four. Yep. I saw three age groups do three dances to the same music. Charged me $70 to go.
Hang on.
And I'm not a dance dad, and it's just it's time I'm never going to get back. Love my daughter. I'm not a dance dad.
Jason, $70?
$70? Yeah, you have to pay to be bored. Yeah.
Oh,
that's incredible. That's $70 to hear what Katy Perry's Raw played 300 times.
That's terrible. Okay, they've got to these dance schools. If they're going to continue, they should be, what they do is, okay, have the concert behind closed doors and then send each parent the individual clip of their child.
Yep, now you're talking. Although I do like watching the 3-year-olds.
But that's cute.
Like, yeah, I'm happy to watch the true. Really young kids and then the top age girls who can do the flips.
Right.
Everything in between, rubbish.
Yeah, there you go.
So give me the 3-year-olds and the 16-year-olds and then everyone else just send me a video.
Now, Leanne from the Ponds, the worst children's event is?
Oh, Jason's going to Pink and ordered it for his daughters.
No, Jason's going to Pink.
Yeah, Jace, you got the tickets for your daughter.
Well done.
Okay.
I think I can top everyone. I had to go to a recorder recital at the Opera House.
No. The Opera House?
They get the Opera House.
Yep, 300 school-aged children playing the recorder.
Oh.
Yep.
That is the seventh circle of hell.
Leanne.
Oh, my God.
All kinds of torture. It was hideous.
How much were the tickets?
Yeah.
They were like $80 each, and I had to pay for my mother to go because I wasn't going to go on my own. She had to get tortured like me.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
Well, Leanne, the good news is you're going to Pink.
Yeah.
So well done.
And you know what? I think I'll take my mum because she deserves it after that help.
Yeah.
Leanne,
7:52, Entertainment up next.
When Mimi falls apart, you easy. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye, when you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
Well, news this morning that Miley Cyrus's and Liam Hemsworth's engagement is off. I know, I'm so emotionally invested in that relationship.
Oh, they're so gorgeous.
Because I kind of feel like they're a bit like Scott and I in terms of their dynamic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, slightly unhinged, short head, over the top person who likes to straddle penises on stage, and then a surfy person.
Yeah. I see what you mean.
Yeah. But I don't think they have. I, of course, went and did a stalk on them. Now, Miley has deleted all of her Instagram, and it's just a black circle on it.
Ooh.
That's it. All the photos are gone, and her profile picture is just a black circle. And everyone's like, they must be over.
No.
But she's just launching new music.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
It's a
like,
music thing.
Taylor Swift did the same thing.
Oh, well, this is it. All right.
Good. And then they popped up a video of him pranking her in the car. You'll have a listen. You'll just hear her doing a little bit of singing. Like, there's this. We'll put the video up on Instagram. And then he just makes his. You'll hear.
Number one.
Okay.
Number one prankster. So that's more visual, not great for radio. But
no, but they're together is what you're saying.
So that's what I'm saying is they're still having tricks and funs and prankster things. Great. Moving on.
Like them.
Queer Eye, obviously, are now doing season 3 because they are the best show in the world with a bajillion Emmy nominations. This is Netflix's Queer Eye. If you haven't watched it, get on it. But Post Malone has been nominated by a staggering thousands and thousands of people have requested that the Queer Eye Boys make him over. Now, do you know what Post Malone looks like?
Yeah, he looks
a sweaty mess.
As if if Ed Sheeran put on 35 kilos and so wore like a mop on his head.
Kind of.
But worse.
And just didn't bathe at all.
Ugh.
And got covered. He's got his recent tattoo was under each eye, always tired. Are you, mate?
Oh,
what are you tired?
Cool
you're 22
story.
And you're rich. Go have a nap, idiot. Yeah. What are you tired for?
Well,
anyway,
I'm always tired of his music.
Yeah.
So.
But Karamo Brown has said, why does everyone want Post Malone be on the show? Did he request it? And then Post Malone's tweeted back, no, they just think I'm ugly and I smell.
They do.
Yeah. Now, DJ duo Mashton Kutcher, who apparently huge, they're probably touring with
Timmy Trumpet in Belgium.
They dropped a very surprise, you'll understand it. It's an iconic Australian ad when they were playing at a festival. They were doing a remix of Adele's Hello.
Oh.
And then as the beat was about to drop, you'll hear a very familiar voice.
Hello. Frank Walker from National Tiles. Save up to 30% or more on our beautiful range of polished porcelain floor tiles. But only until Sunday.
10,000 German fans didn't understand.
I was in Germany.
So there was like 100 Australians in the crowd losing their minds.
God, yes.
But yeah, they love that.
That's great. Now
the
Peking Duck's going to have to do something for the carpet court gesture.
And the news that will shock no one, Married at First Sight star, I say that in inverted commas, Dean.
Yeah, man.
Has come out and admitted that he only went on the show for fame, guys.
Oh, come on.
He didn't actually do it.
Hey, yo, Tracy, my little lady, you drive me crazy.
But the most interesting part of his story is that They say that he's been touring under his stage name, DJ Visions, and making appearances at nightclubs. Is this true?
Yeah, I just looked it up. He's done a couple of appearances at nightclubs where he seems to be standing near the decks. So,
wow. That's good. And I remember when he came in, you actually gave him that advice, Ed. I remember you said, you guys should be out there hitting the nightclubs, making a whole heap of cash, just living off this wonderful ride that you've had because it's going to finish pretty quickly.
Because you've got a year until the next load of people like you start on Married at First Sight. And I'm all for these reality show people cashing in and then disappearing for good.
I didn't. I will. It's coming.
I think you're doing okay.
15 years on. Don't worry. I'll disappear into obscurity eventually. Okay.
We all will.
Get extra giggles when you download and subscribe to the podcast of M, Grant and Ed. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now. Today FM's $200,000.
Beat the bomb.
Beat the bomb.
At 12 minutes past 8 for a Friday, Today FM's $200,000 beat the bomb. This morning we say hello to Jane in Miranda. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? Happy Friday.
Hey
Jane.
Hey, yeah.
You're off to Pink.
Oh, my yes. God. Thank you so much. My 17 and 15-year-old girls are going to be fighting for the next month to find out who's... They're going to be my personal slave to try and help me. So thank you, guys. Cool.
Yes, like the Hunger Games. This is good.
It is.
All right, well, let's win some spending money. Let's do it.
Yeah, Jane, cash bomb's loaded. You got to yell stop. Of course, you'll receive the last cash amount revealed. If the bomb goes off, I'm sorry that you are going to walk away with nothing. You all know how that works? You ready to light
sure
the
fuse?
Sure do. Okay, let's... light that fuse.
$1,000. $2,000.
Oh, I have to stop.
Yeah, you have to stop.
Just two prices were revealed. Well done, $2,000.
Yay.
Thank you so much, guys. That's awesome.
Good on you. I can take the husband away. Everyone's winning. Enjoy
Hashtag
Pink.
Happy family.
Yay. Oh,
and do you want to hear? We've got to hear how far you could have gone, though, Jane. Let's. Here we go.
$2,460. $3,200. $3,800. $4,000.
Oh. Hey, well, you know what? I would have spent the other $2,000 on trying to buy Pink tickets, so happy days.
Great attitude, Jane. Well done. You got yourself
$2,000
and some Pink tickets. Now, guys, in a moment we're talking love. We all know, tragically, that the winners of Love Island, Taylor, spelt T-A-Y-L-A, and Grant...
I won't have you say what you're about to say.
What?
And it can't be true.
And Grant, spelt the Denier way, they've called it quits. They've split.
That's it.
Oh, you're
romance
joking
is dead,
me.
Guys. I mean, what do I believe in anymore?
After all that I invested in that TV show.
Shouldn't they have to pay the money back?
Well, that's one that we want to talk about how, you know, what happens to the $50,000 that they won. And
how
also,
did it end?
She dumped him on Instagram so much so that he didn't even know.
No.
So that's what we want to talk about. Breakups.
Mm.
Interesting ways. How are you dumped?
Well, how did you dump someone?
It's pretty clear. Yeah. And to telling us how you dumped someone or how you got dumped, you're going to get tickets to go and see Pink. So 131060, how did you dump someone or how were you dumped? Let that pain turn into tickets. we're joined in the studio by Kieran the Love Wizard. Now, mate, last time we saw you was you were doing all of our reports around Love Island.
I sure was. And I continue to watch it in Bali, so it was really dedicated.
Congrats, buddy.
And finished by then?
No, I was still there. I watched the final after a few bing-tangs one night.
Okay.
So, mate, for those, we're all just, waking up to the shock news. Who were the winners of, if there are any, who were the winners of Love Island?
The winners of the money were Grant and Taylor. So, they got together after, Grant initially was paired with a lady called Cassidy. They broke up and they got with Taylor about a week in and they were together for the rest.
And they won $50,000.
Yeah.
This is, this is not money to be sniffed at.
Mm-hmm. Not at all. So, what happened here is that about 2 days after the final, it came out that, and Grant admitted himself that, yes, he had a girlfriend when he went in.
Whoa.
So he said that Taylor could keep the money because of the stress it's caused. So she now has $50,000.
What? So Taylor's got the 50?
Taylor's got the 50.
Really?
This is why you need a prenup in Love Island, so that you don't get taken to the cleaners.
So now then, yesterday
but not only
it all
that, the girlfriend was running his swimwear shorts business.
Yes.
Lucy.
Oh, King Apparel, I think it's called.
Let's not plug it. Okay. So his name is Grant Crapp, which yes. I love.
C-R-A-P-P.
And in the telly today, beautifully written, Taylor Demir is her name. Demir made the decision to dump Crapp. Well played. That's a great sentence.
Ah, yes.
Now, you got to remember when we were going through Love Island, we're going through the process. Grant was really into Taylor so much that he wrote her a poem.
What are the main things that you want to say?
I love you. It makes me happy. I'm trying to think what else. To Taylor. Me and you go together. Like
pine sauce.
Pine sauce. Should I say that?
Dear Taylor, me and you go together like pine sauce. Love.
The second thing you got to realise really about good. Grant is that he admits that he's not...
You know what? I'm not the smartest guy ever, so it really takes me a long time to understand what's going on.
And which is good, because on Instagram, he wrote below the announcement that they're broken up on the Love Island Instagram, that I have no idea about.
No, he wrote, this is news to me, ?, with 1,000 likes. And then even Jackson...
But Jackson...
By the way, his Instagram account name is @Jackson_Hunman.
Hunman. I noticed that too.
As in Charlie Hunman. Yeah. As in the real Jackson.
Yeah.
And he wrote, what is this? I speak to Grant most days and this is the first I've heard about it. And,
oh, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Grant quickly deleted that comment, by the way.
Oh, did he? Yeah. Someone got to Grant?
My girlfriend screen capped that and then 2 minutes later I went in to get it and she went, and it wasn't there.
Okay, so that's all, you know, tragic and our hearts go out to all of them. But how have you been dumped? That's the question. How have you done some dumping? I would imagine that Instagram now would be a common way that people would be dumping each other.
I just love that she did write about Taylor when she announced the split on Instagram. It was very heartfelt. I want to take the time to thank everyone who supported Grant and I. You know, and I'm devastated to inform everyone that Grant and I are no longer together. Yeah, we remain amicable. And Grant's like, what?
Did she go on to say,
tell me.
If the work on my face allowed it, I would cry right now.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know.
So we go to Hayley from Campbelltown to kick us off. Oh, Hayley, how were you dumped?
Hello. So me and my ex, we went into the city for dinner for a week at a birthday. And then we went back to the car and he sat down with me and was like, look, I don't want to be with you anymore. And yeah, I had to drive an hour home with him on my phone.
Oh my goodness. So you were out for your one year anniversary dumped after the dinner.
So you went through the dinner though. Did he pay for dinner?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Paid all the dinner, all the alcohol, so I was kind of hearing about that.
Oh, well.
All right, Hayley. Look, good news is you're going to Pink.
Yay!
You're off to your Pink tickets. That's the game we're playing.
Thank you.
We are asking you on 131060, how were you dumped? Or how did you do some dumping? Because poor old Grant Crapp.
See, I forgot his name already. See, you know, when you were, I was afraid you didn't have your sheet because I cannot recall him.
No, he and Taylor Demir won Love Island. In fact, they got 50 grand, and then she's dumped him on Instagram, and he's gone on Instagram and said it was news to me, despite the fact he had a living girlfriend.
Despite the fact they were never together. And the living girlfriend was running his business while he was in Spain.
Yeah.
Understanding girlfriend. Can you imagine you and Tiff having an agreement that you've got a fledgling business, I'm going to go on a show where I have to, like, actually have sex with someone in front of the entire nation.
Yeah. Mm.
Just to make the swimwear label succeed and agreeing?
Yeah.
Just take an ad out in the local paper.
It's true. It
does. And then he's given her the money anyway. He's given her his share of the 50 grand because he felt bad about it.
And now he's signed Max Markson as his manager. Like, seriously. what are you going to manage, Max?
Onward and upward.
Onward and upward is right. Brooke from Kellyville. Did you do the dumping, Brooke?
Yes, I did.
What did you do?
Well, I was quite young and I couldn't really bring myself to do it. So I actually called his mum and asked his mum if she could do it for me.
Oh, that's almost sweet, bro.
his mum.
Yeah. His mum, yeah. I was quite close with his family and I had a chat with her. And in the end, she goes, oh, look,
I understand.
I understand.
As a man, oh, that's funny. Which would you rather, from the girlfriend or your own mother?
Oh, no. Not from mum.
Would you rather the girl?
It'd come with a lecture about what are the things I might have done wrong. But,
yeah. You'd rather hear from the girl than the mum.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. That's tough going. Hey, Brooke, you've got yourself tickets to Pink for Breaking Hearts.
Well,
here comes Natalie from Windsor. Natalie from Windsor, who did the dumping?
I'm the Grant crap in this situation here.
Oh, you're Grant. What'd you do?
Go on, Grant.
I was with a boyfriend and we worked together at a supermarket. He worked in the deli, I worked in the baker, like bakery classic. Section. And we were like the couple, right? Yeah. The couple. Everyone knew about us. Then I hear a rumor from another girl in a different section. She wasn't in bakery and said, oh my God, did you hear about that couple that broke up? Like, and she got dumped. And I was like, what? Which one? And they're like, you know, oh, you must know her. She works in bakery. No, babe, that's me. Oh. And then I confronted him. I'm like, WTF? Like, what? And he's like, oh, yeah, I just didn't want to tell you, so I thought I'd just spread a rumor and it'd get back to you.
What?
And it
I've
did.
Never heard of that and approach.
I didn't realize there was such intrigue at supermarkets between the deli and the bakery and the frozen goods people. Amazing.
Is it true, Natalie? A friend of mine used to work in the meat room of a supermarket, and he said that he was always the lowest person on the totem pole. He couldn't get a date because everyone looked down on the meat room. Is that true?
Yeah, but he was deli. So
he was deli.
So what's top dog? What's the top dog area?
Check out. Thank you, Natalie. Tickets to Pink for you. And here's Leah from Penrith. All right, Leah. Were you the Grant crap or were you the Taylor?
No, I was the Grant crap. My boyfriend was away on, my boyfriend of 3 years was away on a buck party and he dumped me via Facebook Messenger because he didn't have enough service. So he hotspotted from somebody else's phone to send me a Facebook message to tell me that he couldn't cheat on me anymore and we're done. But in the end, joke's on him. He was away. We lived together.
What'd you do?
I separated all of his things into separate garbage bags and dumped them in all different charity bins around town.
Yes. Yes, Leah.
And you've still had more, even had another win. You're off to Pink, Leah. Congratulations.
Yes. Yay. Thank you.
No worries.
But Mr. Grant Denyer, safe to say you've had a big couple of weeks.
Yeah, I suppose it is when you sort of look back and reflect, yeah.
And isn't today kind of a big day? Is it the last ever Family Feud episode tonight?
Oh, I completely forgot about that. You're absolutely right. It is, yeah. The last episode of Family Feud tonight.
So that's weighing on your mind, you know. You went to another country, so you kind of got the time. What was the time difference between where you were in Bathurst?
I was about sort of 5 or 6 hours. Enough to throw you out,
though. Because the kids, too, weren't they? It really affected the kids.
Don't get me started on kids.
To be honest, I got a little bit wobbly, you know, coming back from holidays. I hadn't sort of found my land.
I couldn't tell.
Just yet, and I was, I was struggling a little bit with the time zone difference, and the kids weren't going to bed till about 2, sometimes 3 a.m. That's how much they were throwing out. So I was all at sea.
Consummate professional, then.
Wouldn't say it was possibly my greatest week of broadcasting, if I'm truly honest.
Posturing. It's almost like he's preempting something.
It's interesting because we've managed to put together.
I just want to sort of clear the air at the end of the week and say,
oh,
look,
okay,
guys,
well, sure. Probably, yep. Okay.
First
sure.
couple of days this week, I was a little scratchy. Possibly wasn't my strongest suit this week. So I'd probably let you down as a third player in the team.
What happened between, like, say, February and up to winning the gold Logie? What happened there?
Nothing but solid improvement.
Okay.
Just a rapid rise. If you looked at it as a graph, it was just like a 45 degree angle shooting to the stars.
Good on you, mate. Good on you.
Let's have a listen to some
and then a cliff.
Grant.
This is some fun times this week. No, it doesn't. Might not be Grant.
Could be anything. This just a selected highlights.
Yeah, just like a montage of anything.
Let's call it a tribute.
Good. It's the end of the week reflection, guys.
Here we go.
Oh, I've broken up with my partner probably about 7 times. Now we're back together 25 years later.
25 years later?
How big was the gap?
Yes. 25 years.
Oh, since the last time. Okay. It's going great for me today. Hang in there, everybody. My kids aren't going to sleep till 3 a.m. in the morning. They got a little bit jet lag. I'm struggling.
I love you.
Give us a shout. 13, 10, 60. We got ourselves a 30-second timer. And if you're on the line at the end of the 30 seconds, you'll walk away with the $500.
Now, people ringing, remember you have to have a story.
Best holiday experience. Make us laugh.
Don't even do
entertain
that.
Us.
No, see, that's
that.
The problem.
Yeah,
because they'll be driving now, thinking, I'm pretty sure that's your job.
Okay.
Time to do Sing It Out. Today, would we put this in the easy, medium, or difficult category?
Oh, medium.
Grant?
I don't know the song.
Oh, my God.
All right.
But I'm sure it's going to be in the medium category.
We're asking you about the television show Medium, what you thought of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. You know what? I just like to sit back and just take a relaxed approach to life. Not everyone needs to be a detail hound. There's two captains already in, you know, in this studio. We can't all fight for the same space.
Dad, there's a difference between being a captain and having a clue what's going on in the job you're doing.
Mate,
there's two different things.
If this job requires me to know what day it is, I don't even want this job.
Jesus H.
Just kidding, guys.
On a
just
wheel.
Kidding. I really love and cherish this opportunity. Now I'm having the best time of my life. Thanks for joining us, Sydney.
Oh, my God.
Smooth. Hope you're having as much fun as we are.
Smooth, man. Smooth.
For the last time until it's unrested, tonight you will hear, at 6 o'clock, you will hear this song. Mate, last episode of Family Feud goes to air tonight. You, of course, moving on to the huge new show, Game of Games.
Thank you. Yeah, it was good. A little big show to finish on. We got some special giveaways just to kind of send it out on a nice little high. Nearly 1,200 episodes in.
Mate, well done. It's a great innings. And we were lucky enough, you organised us to have our own version. So you can see that on our Facebook page. You can see our own special online editions of Family Feud featuring myself at the very end.
And the Instagram story.
Oh, and the Instagram story.
Yep, you guys just having some friendly banter.
Bit of fun. Yep. Which is great. A lot of people are very sad about it. I believe there's a call coming through.
Okay.
Good.
Hello, it's Gavin from Double Bay here. Yes, I'm definitely a woman. A woman that's happy that Grant's TV show's finally being put out of its misery tonight. They're putting the screens around Family Feud. That old racehorse won't be going any further. I also just got back from the Logies. Yes, I went to the Gold Coast, and I ended up being the meat in a Botox sandwich with Richard Wilkins and Tracy from Tragic at First Sight. I also met the contestants from Love Island. That show should be called Infection Island, or Chlamydia Cove, or Penile Dysfunction Peninsula. Grant, I text you about those boys that got rescued from the cave. I know how they feel. I was once in an elevator with Daryl Summers. Felt like I was in there for a month. I had to start drinking my own urine to survive. It was only going three floors. And the little bugger kept trying to lick my knees. Anyway, it's the weekend now, and I'm going on a girls' trip with my two best gal pals, Bruce and Trevor, to North Bondi. I understand they've banned surfing. What a disgrace. I'm also banned from doing nude backstroke in the Hyde Park Fountain, just because 500 or 600 people complained. Why don't they ban other things at Bondi? Insta-moles taking selfies on the cliffs. Hashtag blessed. Hashtag unemployed, you bitch. They'll never ban what Bondi does best. $19 parking. Irish people spewing in the streets. And tourists going swimming in their jeans. So that Hoppo, Woppo, Prancer and Dancer can Bondi rescue them. I once got Bondi rescued by the Bondi vet. He woke up and I was in his bed dressed as a filly. There I was, proud as punch, dressed as Maccabi Diva, saying, I think I need an internal examination, doctor. Safe to say, we're still together. This is Gavin from Double Bay saying, Grant, hold on to that gold Logie. Hold on tight, because I'm coming for you. Oh, I'm coming for you. In the worst possible way.
Thank you, Gavin.
Wow. Even Gavin cracked herself up at the end.
Oh, Gavin. It's probably time to end the show, I reckon. Let's bye.
Bye.
One simple subscription and you get back-to-back podcasts from Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. One simple change can make every day epic. And with new Optus prepaid plans, every recharge is epic.